For a city of Charlotte's size, we've got a lot of public art. But what qualifies as valuable art is certainly in the eye of the beholder. And when it comes to publicly funded art, it's easy to find critics. Here's one example during the final term of former Charlotte Mayor Pat McCrory.
I'm looking for not all abstract, but like everything we got presented was pretty abstract, including the garbage can.
That comment spurred mockery of the city's public art program. Here's former Councilman Andy Doolin.
Could I please make a request to get a $3,500 trash can on the 18 route in front of Myers Park High School where my kids get on and off the bus?
You want a pastel or primary color?
I'd like a primary color, one of them pretty ones.
In case you're wondering, some 12 trash cans with colorful mosaic tiles around them were installed just a few months later in 2009 along Central Avenue by a local artist. Charlotte has more than 100 pieces of public art. In this episode of A Trifling Place, we're going to take a tour of a few of them. Nicole Bartlett occasionally gives tours of Charlotte's public art.
I'm the program director of public art at the Arts and Science Council.
Charlotte has had a public art program since 1981, but in 2002, Mecklenburg County adopted a 1% for art ordinance, which the city of Charlotte also adopted the following year. So whenever there are new capital investment projects in the city and county, for example, anytime there's a new building being built, major renovations, park or street improvements, 1% of the cost of construction is set aside for public art in those locations. Nicole starts the tour in the lobby of the Carillon building.
This is John Tingley's Cascade. He was married to Nikki DeSenfall, who did the Firebird piece, one of Charlotte's most known pieces right now in front of the Beckler Museum. And this piece is made up of kinetic motorized pieces that are suspended above an indoor fountain.
In 1989, Tingley began working on the Cascade. And if you look closely, you'll find antlers, light bulbs, and even the hood of a Ferrari suspended 40 feet above.
All of the pieces kind of arrived on site bit by bit, and each day different pieces would come, and he would pick pieces to put into the sculpture. Here you can see a lion's head, which once was on the facade of the historic Hotel Charlotte that sat on this site.
It moves with the help of 15 motors. This was John Tingley's last major project before he died in 1991. The intersection of Trade and Tryon is known for four landmark statues by Raymond Caschi. But behind the statues is a golden disc by Italian sculptor Arnaldo Pomodoro.
It used to spin on its axis very slowly, and they decided that that wasn't very safe, so they stopped it and kept it stationary. It's based on images of technology and industry. The cog in the middle resembles a relief map of a city.
This disc is called Il Grande Disco. It's been stationary for at least 20 years, but it's been there since 1974, when Bank of America Plaza was completed. I thought the piece had to do with commerce or the circle of life, but I was totally off.
Part of the fun of public art is finding out what it means, but also just thinking about what it means to you. You don't necessarily need to know all of the details that I just gave you, but just figuring out what that signifies to you. And then the fun of going and discovering what it really means.
And our last stop is in front of what's probably the most interactive piece of public art in Charlotte. It's called Touch My Building by Christopher Janney. It's on the exterior of the 7th Street parking garage in Uptown. It's made out of blue and purple transparent plexiglass rectangles with 30 feet tall red strips in between, featuring touch panels with audio speakers next to it. When you high-five the panels, you get random melodies. Christopher Janney calls it an urban musical instrument.
The idea is to transform the building into a giant music box to allow people to literally play with the architecture.
And at the top of every hour, a ghost triggers the piece to play by itself. Janney says the ghost referred to the computers in his installations and lets the piece carry on a conversation with people who are walking by. Here's what it sounds like at 3 o'clock. Music. But if you have a little bit of time while you're walking through or waiting for the train and want a challenge, make sure to look for a 10-inch plaque on the side of the building. It contains a poem with a riddle. If you solve the riddle and hit the panels in the right sequence, the pieces on the building light up. Janie says one of the goals of the piece is to act as a social foil.
It encourages people to interact with one another, and especially in an urban environment where we all live pretty densely packed, and yet we don't seem to relate to one another.
This is Tasneem Shamma for A Trifling Place.